This is Lauren Schwab reporting here with Ashley Willits of New York, who was just elected Eastern Region Vice President at the 89th National FFA Convention. Congratulations, and can you tell me, what are you feeling right now?
I am just feeling an overwhelming mix of emotions. I'm so proud of all the other candidates. I'm so proud of my teammates. I'm just so excited, I'm so excited for just the year ahead and being able to serve students. And you know, I'm just overwhelmed and I'm thankful and I feel so blessed for everything that's in my life right now.
Can you tell me a little about your FFA background, starting from when you first joined, leading up to this moment?
Yeah, both my parents are actually FFA advisors and agriculture teachers, so it's kind of what we call an FFA kid. So I can remember, well, I can't remember, but she tells me all the time about how I would crawl on chairs in the back of the room while my former state advisor was trying to practice her speech because she was a high school FFA member. And so then she was able to coach me as a state officer. And you know, I just had so many amazing experiences through FFA. I was able to be one of the founding members of the Copenhagen FFA chapter. I ended up graduating from the Laval FFA chapter, just meeting some of the most phenomenal people I've ever met. You know, FFA took me to South Africa with actually a couple of my teammates, Valerie and David, and you know, just the experiences and the learning and the love that's come in my life through FFA have just been remarkable.
Can you tell me how you decided that you wanted to run for national office?
I have a really good friend at college, and his name is Drew Hill. And one day we were talking about all the jackets we have. And, you know, Drew said that he had never had his own FFA jacket. But Drew's senior pictures were in an FFA jacket with his SAE, with his Jersey Cows. And I said, Drew, but, you know, your senior pictures are in that FFA jacket. And he said, you know, that jacket's not mine. I borrowed it because I was super proud of my cows, and I really wanted that in my senior pictures. And that was really the moment that did it for me. That just let me know that FFA makes kids proud of what they can do in high school. It gives them a place to belong. So, you know, regardless if they have their own jacket or not, it's the experiences that we get from wearing anybody's blue jacket and just the opportunities that we get through agriculture education and the doors it opens. And so, Drew, that story was really what made me want to serve and love students for the next year.
With those opportunities kind of ties in how we can transform through FFA with this year's convention theme. Can you tell me what area of your leadership you're looking to be able to transform over the coming year, or how you can impact other FFA members to help them do that?
You know, I really just hope that I can be a humble leader this year. I just want to be that leader that students aren't afraid to come up to. I want them to see a person who's, you know, a little bit crazy and not perfect and just somebody that they're really not afraid to come up to and talk to. I just really want to serve authentically this year and just make students feel so at home and make students feel like they matter, because that's what they do. So this year I just want to make sure my leadership ability reflects how authentically I love students and how authentically and real I want to serve this organization.
Well, there's a lot to come this year, but what do you think excites you most?
I just think that being able to serve so many amazing students across the country and being able to hear their stories. And I just said that Drew's story impacted my life the most, so I can't wait to hear the stories of how other FFA members have been impacted by people in their lives and hear their stories and hear what makes FFA members across the nation some of the best students that we could ever ask for. And you know, I'm just so excited to be able to love people this year and in a way that is authentic and genuine and real, and just be able to listen to what they have to say.
In coming this far in your FFA career, is there someone that you would like to thank?
Yeah, absolutely. My parents have been there for me every step of the way, and then my family has been there every step of the way. My dad is my FFA advisor, Melvin Phelps, and my mom is an advisor at a neighboring chapter, and her name is Jennifer Phelps. And my older brother, he ran for national office a few years ago, and he's just been with me through this entire week and just been that support system and that backbone I need. And my younger brother, Brandon, this was his first national FFA convention, and just seeing the excitement and the pride that he has for something. And Garrett and Wyatt, they're my other little brothers, and they're just supporting me from back home and just giving me that love that never stops. So I just want to thank my family and for everything that they've done and really allowing me to be the person I am today.
Well, congratulations again. This was Ashley Willits, your new Eastern Region Vice President at the National FFA Convention, reporting. This is Lauren Schwab, FFA Today.